to this Christmas Eve midnight service. Just let's take a moment to bring our focus into the present moment. We are invited to step into the full presence of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And each one of us is exactly where we are supposed to be. We are not here by chance. Whether we recognize it or not, we have been drawn here by God's appointment. And there are people all over the world doing the same thing. Just step away from the busyness of making sure all the presents are under the tree. Being aware of what you're going to be doing tomorrow, maybe with family and friends. And just rest in God's presence now. We are here to come together to celebrate Jesus' birth and the fact that he is still with us. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in a land of darkness, a light has dawned. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That was Isaiah's prophecy. Hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus. And the four names of the Messiah, our Saviour, used by Isaiah. Wonderful Counselor, he's exceptional and distinguished, without peer. The one who gives the right advice. Mighty God, he is God himself. Everlasting Father, he is timeless. Prince of Peace, his government is one of justice and peace. We are very blessed that God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So as well as looking back to the first day, that first night when Jesus was born, when the Son of God came to earth, fully God, but then fully man, as Jesus Christ, we also look forward to his coming again. I wonder how many of you have been working up to this weekend with an Advent calendar or an Advent candle. And I used to work at the bookshop and I was very blessed to have this Advent calendar. I had no idea what would be behind the windows. And as I have opened up the windows, it spells out Emmanuel, God with us, which is absolutely beautiful. So Joan, would you like to come and have the privilege of opening door 24? you describe what you can see there?
It's a scene from the stable. There's Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus in the manger. The shepherds with the sheep, the donkey and a cow, and the three wise men.
Thank you. The whole of the Christmas story. I had no idea what was going to be behind there. Thank you, Joe. Morning in our Nativity, we celebrated the gift that is Jesus. And tonight, the gift will be delivered. And tomorrow morning, Stephen will be leading the family service, which will focus on unwrapping the gift. So let's just think a little more about this particular night. This particular night when Jesus, we're remembering his incarnation, the Son of God incarnating to come to earth. And Billy Graham writes, "Christianity has its roots in the deep, firm soil of history. Jesus' incarnation, God invading human history with his presence in the form of a man, is on record. Every time you write the date, you attest to the fact that God entered human history. Jesus came into the world so that we might know that God cares how we live, what we believe, and how we will die. Jesus came to demonstrate to us that we were made to have a personal relationship with God. He came to bridge the gap that separated us from our Creator." 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19 says, "God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them." It's quite amazing to think that our God, the Lord and Creator of the whole universe, wants to be with you and me, wants a direct relationship with every single person in this room and on this planet. That he knows each one of us by name, that we were planned for and wanted before all the universe was created, and that he loves us, all of us, not just the good bits, and has a plan for each one of us. So tonight we have gathered to remember the day more than 2,000 years ago, that God, light of the world, stepped down into the darkness of human society. Mary was told by the angel that the baby would be coming and that it was the Son of God, that she had been chosen. Joseph was reassured through a dream by the angel that it would be okay to marry Mary. And God lined everything up. And they journeyed to Bethlehem, because that was the designated place in prophecy where the Messiah would arrive. Days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. And Luke tells us he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths, laid him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. We all know this story really well, but there are children who don't know this story. And we need to share it with them. And one of the ways we can share it is through singing. So let's sing O Little Town of Bethlehem. You're welcome to sit or stand, whatever's best for you.
Still we see you. before Christmas Eve. And this is from my daily reading notes. It would have been logical to expect God to tear open the heavens and to descend to earth in majesty and power on the first Christmas night. But he didn't. Instead, on that quiet night in Bethlehem, a virgin mother laid her school-wakened new baby in a manger designed to feed cattle. Truly, God works in mysterious ways, his wonders perform. The birth of Jesus Christ, Son of God, our Saviour, was unnoticed by the vast majority of the world that first Christmas, But no event in human history was more significant. We'll sing away in the manger just to reflect on that, and then we're going to listen to a video which just thinks about this little baby that arrived on earth, frail and fragile, and what God's plan was for that child. So sing away in the manger.
Growing closer to people to prepare him for his purpose, his ministry. And we're going to watch Mary, Did You Know? It's a beautiful, beautiful carol or song. But as you watch it, just let the whole of what the impact of this small child, this tiny baby coming to earth, has had over the last 2,000 years and will have forevermore. And maybe there is something that God wants to open your eyes to, or open your ears to, or open your minds to, or your hearts to soften to as you watch it. So use it as an opportunity for reflection. Use it as an opportunity to see if God wants to speak into your life tonight through this video. Take a moment to just think about all that Jesus did during his life, his teaching, his healing, his encouraging, his welcoming. But more than that, he brought people together. He brought people who had been estranged back into community. He spent time with women, time with tax collectors. As he did it, he showed God's love. All those people who thought that they actually were condemned, he actually showed that God really was a God of love, and that their love is God's love for them, wanted to draw them closer to him. And then, of course, what he did when he was 33 years old was he accepted his purpose, and he went to the cross to die for each one of us. It was the only way that we could reconnect with God. Because by doing that, he allows us to repent from our sins and know that they are forgiven. And therefore, he also knows, he allows us to know that we can live well. We can live well here, and that we will live an eternal life with God. We have been adopted into God's family when we allow ourselves to step out of the driving seat and let Jesus step in. It's coming up 12 o'clock. And Adam's going to light the final candle. We have our four candles here. We're not for digging. Right. The patriarchs, the prophets, John the Baptist, Mary, all part of that Christmas story. And as we come to midnight, we light the final candle. to signify Jesus' birth. We celebrate his birthday once again as our living God. Just stay there. Let's pray. Living God, come into our world. Make the love of Christ shine brightly at the center of our lives, spreading warmth and light in us, in this congregation and everywhere. Living Christ, give us faith to trust you, hope to follow you, love to live for you, wisdom to know you, and joy to adore you. Our prayer today is that we will continue to trust you. We will continue to love you. We will continue to praise you to our very last breath. To give thanks for Jesus, to give thanks for this Christmas time. Lord, I want to thank you that we can meet freely here today. Situations, and we are so privileged that we can meet today in safety, that we've been able to brave a bit of rain. We haven't got the bombs, we haven't got the fear. We can just come in this little bit of rain outside and come and worship you tonight, to quietly thank you for coming to earth today. Thank you, Jesus. Birth is a celebration. It's a celebration because what it did was he was born into an ordinary community, which means we as ordinary people are able to meet him. He wasn't kept away in the temple from us all. He wasn't placed in a situation where only special people could go and see him. Because he was born into a stable, we all have had a chance to hear about him. And we're going to just think what happened after Jesus' birth. The first Christmas worship service was conducted not in a temple or a church or a cathedral or a synagogue, but in the great outdoors. The tidings of Christ's birth echoed in the skies as the angel of the Lord proclaimed the good news to lowly shepherds. Do you think it's strange that this glad word was not first given to the priests, or the scholars, or the Pharisees? The reason is clear. God speaks to those who are prepared in their hearts to listen. And apparently these humble shepherds were prepared and therefore able to discern the voice from heaven above the noisy din of earth's confusion. In Luke 2, we read, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields, watching over their flock at night. an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which was just as they had been told. We're going to sing two more carols, and we're actually going to sing them one and then the other. The first one is "While Shepherds Watched." I always used to think it was "While Shepherds Washed Their Socks." I was quite shocked when I actually could read enough to understand that what it really meant. And then we're going to sing "Good Christians All Rejoice." So we're going back into the story, and then we're going to come back into now. While shepherds watched.
Thank you.
good Christians, who will rejoice that we might marry this good Christian man, because it's good Christians who will rejoice. Thank you.
Turn this off.